I'm Michael Serio with your Doherty Report Morning Memo for Monday, April 28th, 2014. Well, it was 1977. The President of the United States was on TV shaking his finger and scolding us for not doing more to conserve gasoline and offered his own lame plan to solve the energy crisis.
Tonight I want to have an unpleasant talk with you about a problem that's unprecedented in our history. The energy crisis has not yet overwhelmed us, but it will if we do not act quickly.
Well, here we are, 37 years later. We have no comprehensive energy plan. Gas prices are on the rise again. And I heard a soundbite on the radio from a guy who was saying, well, I guess that's just the way it is. It's a matter of supply and demand. No, sir, you're wrong. There is no supply and demand problem. What we have is a leadership problem. Here are some facts. The state of North Dakota is sitting on what's called the Bakken Formation. There are estimates that up to 24 billion barrels of recoverable oil are under the Dakotas, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan. The economy in North Dakota is exploding right now with high-paying jobs for oil workers, and the entire state is booming. So here's the problem. North Dakota has the oil, but the refineries to turn it into gasoline are in Texas. The price of shipping the Bakken oil down to Texas for processing negates the benefits that could come from the increase in domestic oil production. That's why the Keystone XL pipeline being built from Canada to Texas is so crucial. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is hell-bent on stopping Phase 4 of the pipeline. This time, they're in the courts citing environmental concerns. A new Rasmussen poll says 61% of Americans now support the construction of the pipeline. 61%. 61% of Americans never agree on anything. A few years ago, people were eyeing the Gulf of Mexico and saying, drill, baby, drill, me included. Well, we were wrong. We don't have to do that. We have years of oil at our fingertips in the Dakotas right now. Just finish the pipeline. By the way, how many jobs would come from that project? Unless, of course, it's not about jobs or oil or the environment. We've seen this before. As the price of gas goes over $4 a gallon, people are going to have to decide between a tank of gas to get to work or a night out with the family. People are going to have to decide between a tank of gas and Madison. Instead of making the call to finish this project and giving America the chance to be energy efficient, this administration is doing everything it can to say no, and in the process, they're destroying what's left of the middle class, in my estimation, to create a permanent class of dependent lower-income families, all for political purposes. I'm Michael Serio with your Doherty Report Morning Memo for Monday, April 28th, 2014. We'll see you this weekend on the radio.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 Eastern for the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on BizTalk Radio.